At this hour, state lawmakers are holding a news conference to talk about toughening our drunk driving laws and plotting strategies to help keep our roadways safer. Tomorrow, Big Island Mayor Harry Kim is launching Vision Zero, an effort to minimize traffic fatalities and serious injuries. Yesterday, the Honolulu City Council advanced a measure to allow motorists to use their emergency flashers at pedestrian crossings. It observed a moment of silence for those injured and killed in Tuesday's crash. And last night, as we heard, a vigil was held at the spot where the six people were mowed down. Paul McCurdy's daughter was one of those victims. He lives just a few blocks from the site of the incident, and he spoke with HPR's Ryan Finnerty at last night's vigil.
She's stable and improved. She had, you know, bruised lung, bruised heart. Her liver was bleeding. She had a little bleeding in her brain, and she broke a T5 vertebra, the body. But all those injuries are stable, and she's going to be able to recover. And she's sort of scraped and banged and bruised like crazy. But other than that, she's, you know, she's hanging in there. You know, the emotional scars will be the tough ones. The body will heal.
Could you tell us a little bit about her?
Well, she's a Punahou grad, 2015, and she's born and raised right here in Hawaii. And she's currently going to Portland State. She's been doing that on an online school. She only has one and a half quarters left to go. And she graduates in this summer or spring, whatever. She's been working at the midweek at the Star Advertiser, writing articles for the food section and jobs parts, and she's just an awesome kid.
And so what would you like to see happen as a result of this tragedy?
Well, you know, I think our privilege of driving is too liberal. I mean, anybody who violates one of these kind of laws, there should be no second chance. I mean, you get caught drunk driving, you lose your license forever. No, there's no second chance. And the way that people run red lights here and don't stop for right turns on reds, it's just nuts. I mean, I cross the street at Ala Moana and Pihiko almost every day to swim across the street from the beach, and people run the lights on every turn of the signal every single time. And there's no consequence. You know, we talk about living aloha, but when people get in their cars, they forget. But what about the people walking on the streets? I mean, it's like bicycles and pedestrians are irrelevant, and they're ignored. And it's just, there's some disconnect, there's some big gap there in that function of our culture here that we don't respect the pedestrian. And it's just really frustrating. It's so sad.
And that was the father of one of the accident victims. Now, that vigil was organized by the Hawaii Bicycling League. Daniel Alexander joins us in our studios this morning. Daniel, just really moving ceremony last night.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on and covering this. You know, when I heard this, I think, like so many other people, I was shocked. I literally just kind of sat there, and it took a while to set in that three people could be killed in literally a moment's time through one really reckless, senseless, and completely preventable act. And I was moved, and I started communicating with other people the next morning. So many other people were shaken by this, and we just said we had to do something. And I think in a day's time, we started putting on social media and emails and stuff, and it showed how many people wanted to recognize this as something that should never happen in our community. They wanted to come together to mourn and to say that this is not something that we can accept as normal. And we had, like I said, in that day's time, 150-plus people that came out from a lot of people I had never met in my life, from all walks of the community. And they were there to mourn those people and to say that we need to do something. We need to change something. And that's both, I think, individual changes, you know, like the father of one of the injured victims said, of actually living aloha as we drive and as we're out there, where we really care about the other people around us as much as we want to get home ourselves, of taking the extra seconds and having the extra focus to make sure that they get home as well. And it's also it's policy stuff too. It's programs. It's enforcement. We just wanted to make this moment mean something in terms of changing us as individuals and changing some of that policy stuff.
And changing behavior, really. You know, we are just coming off a terrible year. Last year, we had a record, I think, number of pedestrian fatalities. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I think, the number of people shocked, three people die. That's like a mass killing, pretty much. I mean, it should shake everyone. But when I reflected on it, last year, 43 people walking were killed on Hawaii's roads. 43, so that's a lot more than three. And I don't remember any vigils. I don't remember people getting together and mourning and crying and saying this is not the sort of community that we want to live in. And I don't want to pass anymore. I don't want us to just see it on the evening news and become desensitized to it. So I think that my hope is that this tragedy that's shaken so many people will change some of that attitude, will resensitize people that this is not something that we should accept as normal, that this should be something that we recognize as truly terrible, and that we take the measures to make sure that it's not normal.
The state and the counties have been kind of refocusing their efforts, you know, seeing the numbers that we saw last year. And I think tomorrow, like you said, Mayor Kim on the Big Island is going to roll out this Vision Zero.
Yeah, so Vision Zero is this vision. It's a bold vision to say that we should have zero traffic fatalities, that no 10% reduction, that sort of stuff's not good enough. We should have zero. And that more than just that statement, it's that we're going to make the decisions necessary to get there. That means putting safety first. That means if there's a trade-off of something like not turning right on a red, and it might lead to someone waiting there an extra 30 seconds, but that's all right, because if we do that, it can save someone's life, or it can save someone getting maimed and having their life changed. It's a policy of putting safety first and making intentional decisions about what's going to make people the safest, looking at why are people getting injured, why are people getting killed, what are the factors, from drinking and driving to speeding to people running red lights to sidewalks that don't exist, to crosswalks that aren't safe enough, to lack of a place for people to bike, to roads that encourage people to speed. All those things, to figure out where those problems are, and that it's going to be the intention both to pass laws and to make infrastructure changes that will make it safer, and really intentionally try to get to authentically zero fatalities.
And inattentive driving is on that list as well.
Yeah, people texting, people, thinking about other things, even hands-free phones, people's minds are elsewhere, even though their hands might be on the wheel.
Right, and we should mention that on the Big Island, I think last year they had 32 people killed in traffic crashes with another 1,200. And this fact sheet from the county says that Hawaii County has the highest traffic fatality rate per capita in the state.
Yeah. Yeah. So in recent years, actually, for bicycle fatalities, the Big Island Hawaii County has had as many bicycle fatalities as Oahu has, even though obviously has a lot fewer.
And we
people.
Did have one Beaky bike cyclist that was hit.
Yeah. So my understanding is someone was walking a Beaky, and they were there in that median waiting to cross when the group was struck, and they were amongst them. And the man was injured, luckily has been released from the hospital now.
Right, but here in Honolulu, the big emphasis is, in Kaka'ako, live, work, play. We're trying to get people out of cars. We're trying to get more people on bikes. But we got to make it safe for everybody to be out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope what comes out of this isn't people being afraid to walk, being afraid to bike, because, to me, there's no worse community than one where people are literally afraid to go out onto the streets. And I hope that people don't have that fear, but that they respond with added care and awareness and continuing. We live in a beautiful community. I mean, all those people were headed to the beach. They were headed to one of the most gorgeous places, Alamoana Beach Park. And, we shouldn't be living in our homes afraid to go out in our streets. We need the infrastructure that's going to create the safe places, and we need the laws and the law enforcement that will ensure that people are out there operating as safely as they can for everyone else.
I'm sure we'll probably hear more about red light cams, too, as the session goes on.
Yeah, so if I could, a couple of the legislative, I think, fixes that we think they'll help prevent tragedies from happening. One is this Vision Zero that we were talking about. There's a bill, HB 767, that has a hearing for Friday that would make it the policy of the law of the state and require the counties to establish Vision Zero policies and establish a task force to figure out what that really means,
right,
and to
do
come
something.
Up with a plan to do it.
Okay.
And then, of course, there's also red light safety legislation. You know, that wouldn't have necessarily stopped this tragedy, the three people that died, but there are other crashes, there are other fatalities that something like that, if people knew that when they ran a light, they were going to get a ticket, many fewer people would do it, and
okay.
The consequence would be much safer streets.
All right. Well, Daniel Alexander, thanks so much for being with us today. Daniel Alexander is the communications director with the Hawaii Bicycling League.